Hey folks, Dan Freer here in the Mortgage Update. Today is August 11th, 2020, and it's an early video. Reason why? Hogs are starting to get slaughtered. So, my clients, you're good, because we basically locked you in last week, and the rates have been stable or higher since then. And all of a sudden, we're starting to get some news in regards to a vaccine, possibly, for the corona. And that's pushing up the markets huge. So let's get to it. This is just a quick alert, and I'll be posting at the end of the day to give you guys the information on what happened with at the end of the day, plus some economic news. So let's get to it. You can see here, we don't like this number at all. Not at all. And it's been moving in the wrong direction ever since. This what we follow here is the mortgage-backed securities market. This is what the mortgage bonds are doing. This tool or instrument is what affects mortgage rates. When this is red, that means the price of the bond is going down, pushing up yields. What's happening? Why is this occurring? Well, the stock market is just killing it. Putin came out and said, who's to believe it or not, I don't know, but he says they might have a potential coronavirus vaccine that is pushing the markets to record highs or teetering on record highs. Now figure this out, guys. The GDP, which does or focuses on the production of our industries, let's just say it that way, is down 34%. So industries are just doing absolutely horrendous. But we have the stock market hitting all-time highs. There's no correlation there. And look what's going on. We're at 19, now we're down 20. We basically have everybody locked at this point because I hit that little teeter last week, and it concerned me, and I'll get to that in a second. So why is things happening is basically the stock market's up 357 points. NASDAQ is down 60. That's odd, but that's been hitting records every day. The tech market is doing very, very, very well. So what's happening is people are putting their money into stocks and pulling their money out of bonds. So we're probably going to see the Fed step in here again and start to buy even more to stabilize this market. I'll go to the chart here in a second. Let's see. Any news? Why are bond yields surging? That's what I'm explaining to you now, because you know you don't have these reports. And I subscribe to all this stuff to keep you informed. So if you're a realtor, a mortgage advisor, a loan officer, you're a consumer looking to buy a house, refinance a house, and you're interested in this stuff, that's who follow me. So that's that part of it. So let's dig down into the numbers and where those are going right now. Let's see, we can go here. And here was where I was concerned, and I explained this yesterday, is these lines right here serve a purpose. These are what we call Fibonacci levels. These create floors and ceilings in how trends move. And you could see, you know, we had trends here that were hitting and stopping and hitting and stopping. There's a reason for this line. Look at this line. It's not a coincidence that they hit these lines and just absolutely stop. Or they're, you know, a fraction off of those numbers. Then we had some pandemic again, and this is basically where the stimulus ended, and then the Fed stepped back in and started buying up again to stabilize the markets. But right here, look at this line right here. Look where we keep hitting and stopping and hitting and stopping and hitting and stopping. I don't think we're going to break through that resistance, especially if we get a good news in regards to the coronavirus. Like I was saying yesterday, if you would just go back to my video yesterday, when we watch trends, again, this is a ceiling and a floor. Our resistance level is right here. Let me go back for one second. Bear with me a second. Sorry about that. I'll clean the screen. So the new floor is here, and I think we're going to test those markets. That means as these numbers go down, remember, as the price of the bonds go down, it's driving up yields. So our resistance level is here. I think we might test that. And that's why I locked everybody in these ranges here. This is creating a ceiling that we just can't get past. There's charts that say basically we follow that's what we call head and shoulders. So we hit the resistance here, we hit it here, we exceeded it here, we went back down and we had resistance here. This is where basically I started locking everybody. Because it's a head and shoulders effect, and that means, you know, we're probably going to, you know, drop below these and stay there for some time unless something extraordinary happens. So then we go to these lines here. These are moving averages. So if you blended a whole bunch of numbers and you said, okay, all these numbers blended over a 25-day time, 25-day moving average, it plots out to here. 50-day moving average plots out to here. 100-day moving average plots out to here. So technically, if you follow these, we should be about in this range. So we have a floor here that we might teeter on, and we have where we kind of maybe should be down in this region. So my assumption is we might break through this, and then the next resistance level should be down in here. So I'm locking everybody. If we didn't have you locked, we actually got alerts from different things that I follow to lock. Now let me go over the economic news on what happened today. Really nothing here other than you know, Putin came out and said he might have a cure. The Dow's teetering on all-time highs. Because of that, I'm assuming, again, the GDP is down 34%. So the economy, the manufacturing part of the economy is doing absolutely terrible, but the stock market is just robust as all get out. One of the things we follow also is the inflation indexes, the PPI, which is the producer inflation, meaning manufacturing inflation, was up double than expected to 6/10. But year over year, we're still down 4/10. So there's no worries there. Core PPI, which strips out food and energy, we were up 0.5%, but still year over year, we're up 0.3% only. And again, the Fed watches all these figures and they want inflation, so one part of the inflation index to be at 2. Not the core PPIs, but you could just see where inflation is actually, there's no worries at all there. The concerning piece of some of this stuff is CoreLogic came out with a report and said, gave statistics on people that are 30 days late on their mortgage, 60 days late, and 90 days late. 30-day late increased from 6.1% of all mortgages to 7.3%. The scary part of this is 60 days late went from 7/10% of all loans. So 7/10 of all loans, which isn't much, were 60 days late. It increased to 2.8. That's multiples higher. And 90 days late on a mortgage or later went from 1.2% of all mortgages or 90 days late and or more, that increased to 1.5. Let me give you a tip on if you're struggling right now. One of the areas you might want to look at is refinancing. So I want to just go through a couple different ways where this might benefit you. So if you're in an FHA loan or a VA loan or a USDA loan, you can refinance, and it's not very hard to do. There's not much needed to qualify. Basically, we don't verify your income. We don't do an appraisal. As long as you're current and have been for at least 6 months, if you only had the loan for 6 months, or you can have a 1x30-day late in the last year, but it has to exceed 6 months ago. So that's on FHA and VA. They're very easy to qualify. So if you took out the loan 8 months ago or later, we can probably reduce your rate at least 0.75% or more. So if you're at 4.75, we can get you, well, the going rates on most of the programs right now are under 3. Believe it or not, on 30-year fixed with minimum cost. There's not points. There's not, you know, we don't gouge you with $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 in fees. It's really cheap to do. If you're struggling on some things, but you got back to work, but you're like, I can't get my head out of the sand, maybe look at refinancing. There's a couple loans that we're doing right now, and it even amazed me. One gentleman, we consolidating all his bills for him and his family, and he's reducing his total monthly expenditures by over $1,000 a month, plus skipping 2 months mortgage payments. So if this is intriguing to you and you want to see where we can help you, just give me a call. You can call me personally at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. I always ask people, you know, send me a copy of your mortgage statement. Let me go over that. That gives me most of the details I need to know to be able to get a quote back to you saying, you know, here's how I can help you. My name is Dan Frio. You can reach me via email at D for Dan Frio, which is F-R-I-O. So dfrio at preferredrate.com. But if you'd like to find out more about me and my team, I'd love for you to visit our website at therateupdate.com. You can go through calculators. You can check out different programs. You can even apply right now if you want to do a full-fledged application. Or if you just want to get advice from us, if it makes sense to refinance, or if you're looking for a house, we can get you pre-qualified really quick. So check out therateupdate.com. So that's it for right now. I will be posting later today, but I did want to shoot out this special alert to tell you rates are moving. Let's see where they're at right now. They're still down 20, which isn't good. But if you're one of my clients currently, you're safe. So don't worry. Thank you so much for watching. Please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. Subscribe down below. We're adding about 20 or 30 subscribers a day. I'm trying to get to 10,000 by the end of the month. Only you guys can help me on that. So God bless. Take care. Be safe. Be healthy. And I will see you in a couple hours. Bye-bye.